You know, there's tremendous value in having a teacher that can kind of remind you or impose that urgency of practice. And as a layperson, you know, who doesn't have that resource, what strategies would you use to kind of call the urgency back in, you know, not get distracted and feel like you have, you know, forever?
Well, I think, that's having resources like this is really, really important. Or going back to the Buddha's own teachings and trying to... And sometimes it's a bit daunting because you look at the scriptures and sort of like this whole wall of books. But the some of the anthologies that distill the teachings and getting a flavor for the Buddha's own words is, I think, is important. And then, yeah, there's some great collections of teachings you know, we have access to now. That's one of the great things about being born at this time. You think, okay, there is all these distractions and there's kind of internet and cat memes and, and it's all very fascinating. But there's all, in amongst that are many teachings of good teachers that are really encouraging us to practice, and so it's still accessible, and then picking it up and not just reading it, but there are all sorts of audio available, and so giving oneself the encouragement to keep setting up a discipline for oneself. I guess sometimes it's helpful to set up times for oneself to. Okay, and not in a really rigid way, in the sense of and setting at the bar so high that you know it's like New Year's resolutions, where you 99% of all New Year's resolutions never, you know, they're gone by the board in the first week. But setting it as so that it encourages oneself in increments, and you gain more confidence in yourself and those things that you aspire towards. It's like feeding and nurturing that aspiration.